Okay, you guys ready?
We're ready.
Yeah, you're almost dry.
Hello, welcome to Seriously Though, All Wine Aside. My wine is Charlie. Fuck. My name is Charlie, and I am the host. That's it. To my side, there's Brooke, and in the front, there's Sloane pouring me beautiful wine.
Hello.
Three girls from Montreal getting drunk and talking about anything and everything. So, this is episode 9. Brooke is trying to cough incognito.
That's she's never like, going to be incognito.
I was trying to wait for a pause so you can edit it out after it didn't happen.
That's a fail.
That's a huge fail. Okay, so we didn't see each other in a while, Sloane. How's your disease?
How's your urinary tract doing?
You know, yeah, like I cleared the UTI, but now I think I have, it's like not a yeast infection, in vaginodes, like I don't know how you call this in English.
It's like irritation in the vagina, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's like the pH is not balanced inside, so it's like, yeah, it's weird.
It'll suck.
Apparently you can eat yogurt for that, or you can eat yogurt to prevent that, because that happens very often.
Yeah, I've been eating massive amounts of yogurt right now.
Not doing anything?
No, it's going away, actually. Good. But it's just probably taking long.
You can't get pills?
Yeah, you can, but I'm working so much that I don't have time to go to fucking, I'm not going to go to the hospital and wait 6 hours or something that's not making me uncomfortable.
And clinic. You work, so.
And I work, and I have to, like, miss a day, and I'm already missing days for my teeth and stuff, so. Prioritize, you know?
Yeah.
Teeth over vagina. It's a massive pimple on my chin.
Oh, but see, I didn't notice it until you pointed it out.
It was, like.
Did you pop
the
it?
The center. No, it's, like, an unpoppable. It's, like.
It's unpoppable.
It's unpoppable.
The trick, apparently, for unpoppable pimples is to put a dab of toothpaste on it.
Yeah.
It'll dry it out to the point where it's poppable.
No, it was never going to be poppable.
Oh, it wasn't? It was
it's
just
like
so deep
those
under.
Yeah, and they hurt, you know? Mm.
It's but okay, I have all kinds. Like, my body's rejecting me right now.
I know, but I had a cold sore the same time as you last week. And
oh,
then,
really?
And then I use my patch and it's all gone. And I get them, like, on my bottom
I
lip.
Do too! This is new! Okay, so this is my story, don't worry.
Okay.
What, how's it going, girls?
My vagina is, like, having issues.
Cold sores
and my lips vaginas. And, like, clearly I did some, like, wrong actions lately.
Welcome to the bad side of being a girl. Okay. So, anything new in your lives? Yes? No? So, yeah, you were telling us about your vagina. That's fine. We covered that. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I had a cold sore and I have,
that's
like,
fine,
a
yeah.
pimple on my chin that's the size of a fucking century.
Do you think it's the weather?
I don't know. I feel like I have the sun and the solar system, like, in my face right now. It's like planes are, like, landing in my yard, you know? It's, like, flashing. It's so big.
Its own heartbeat.
Oh, it does. I dedicated it to one of my friends. I was like, here's to you.
This is for you, you fucker.
Yeah, because it was Friday. It was massive. I've never had a pimple this big ever in my life.
It's so embarrassing, too. It's like, why can't you just fall on the weekend, you freaking...
Well...
Friday.
It did. Well, I had a big party on Friday, so I was kind of like, oh, this is not nice.
If only it was Halloween.
But even then, it had, like, it was tri-dimensional. Like, there's no way I could have, like, hide it. Even now, it's, like, it's healing, but...
Yeah, it probably is the weather. Well, I had my first cold sore ever in life a couple weeks ago, and Molly's, like, freaking out here.
Yeah, she was trying to play,
like,
with my feet.
Oh, was that what happened? You got her excited because she was like, toes! She loves toes.
I apologize for having toes.
Dare you have toes!
So, can you imagine how awkward you'd walk if you didn't have toes?
Oh, no.
Would you?
No, I can't. For sure.
You need toes.
We need them for something. Yeah, they're there for a reason.
They're just there to be cute.
Every single...
Like, oh, you're touching
every
me.
Every single... God, we're like all playing footsie under here. Every single part of our body has a reason, except for men's nipples. That's the only thing that has no purpose in life.
Well, yeah.
What about
can
belly
tell
button?
You when it's cold.
Or the heads. Yeah, exactly. I mean... So then I retract this. Everything on our bodies has a purpose, including our toes.
So, yeah, no, I had my first cold sore in life, and it surprised me because I'm so old.
Traumatized you?
I didn't know what it was. I started reading on it. And did you guys ever research sickness online?
Oh.
Yeah.
It's probably the worst thing to do in the in the world.
Because within 30 seconds, you think you're dying. You're completely
dying. Well, I thought I was
dying.
I freaked myself out reading about cold sores.
Are you serious?
Freaked myself out.
She
no,
called
what is it? I called her.
Yeah,
freaking
she called
out.
Me freaking out.
I called Brooke freaking
what
out.
What did
I was
you
like,
think
oh
you
my
had?
God. No, I knew it was a cold sore.
Just the facts.
But cold sores are freaking annoying. One, there's no cure,
right? No, it's herpes.
It's herpes. Well, you know, it's not cool. Why? Why doesn't it have a cure? It seems so small of a thing. You would think that they would put some kind of money in research. No?
Like, I think they do.
I don't know. I think they just, like, focus on cancer.
No, but because imagine if you...
What about my cold sore?
But yeah. Imagine if you have it, like, on your genitalia.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so here you go. This is why I freaked myself out. Did you know that you can spread a cold sore even if you don't have one?
Okay, I have a question, though. Can you spread a cold sore from mouth to genitalia?
Yes.
Oh!
You can do that. And you can also do that, like, spread it when you don't have a cold sore. You can also spread vagina herpes when you don't have an outbreak. Whenever you want.
Yeah, you can. Doesn't mean you will.
No, of course. Okay. But the possibility is, like, mind-blowing. Isn't it?
Yeah, but
it is for you because it's new to you.
Maybe. Realistically, it's so infinite, especially from, like, mouth.
Right.
It's, like, barely, like... I'm,
can you speak now? What's happening? Having a seizure.
What's the stat when you don't have any symptoms of, and whatever, of giving genitalia herpes?
Well, I don't know what the stat
is. It's probably
really it's like so infinitely ridiculously small. You have to be the most unlucky person in the world for that to happen.
I don't know if you have to be the most unlucky person in the world, but when I was reading on it, I was like, really, what is the real chance that you can actually give the mouth herpes, which is type 1? To the lower area, which is type 2. Like, what's the chances? And basically what they said were like, just if you want to not give it, don't have oral sex. And I was like, what? how is that like insane? So yeah, I freaked myself out. I called her and I freaked myself out. Then I called your brother, freaked out on him.
Right.
And it was bad. I was like really like having panic attacks about this.
But you think about realistically, because when you went through all the stats and all the facts and you were like, this many people, one out of how many people, and you can spread it with this chance and that chance. But if it was really that high of a possibility when you don't have an outbreak, whatever, everybody would have herpes.
But everybody do have herpes.
Actually,
90%.
So then what the fuck does it matter?
I know. But you know, okay, cold sore. I have a cold sore now. Wow, okay.
Right.
I like, it sucks, to be completely honest. I don't care. It just looks annoying. But to me, it's like, I really don't want the other one. Like, I really don't want the other one.
I have never, ever, ever heard in my whole entire life somebody catching genital herpes because they had oral sex with somebody who had mouth herpes.
But they don't know where they got it, right?
For all of my life, all the guys that I've been with, and I've had this since, like, as far as I can remember, I feel like my mother gave it to me when I was young.
Like, kiss you.
I remember being on the school bus in grade 1 and had a cold sore on my mouth. Like, I've had it for a long time, too.
And, never have I had a guy
tell you that they had it.
Mind after you, me, like, performing on them.
Anyone I know that actually has herpes, because I do know a handful of people.
Okay, I see what you mean. They told you, like, how dare you give me herpes?
I never transferred my mouth. But then again, like... Je vais pas aller faire une pipe when I have an outbreak.
Exactly.
Like,
that's true.
That's what I'm saying. The chances of it happening when you don't have an outbreak are so low. And anyone that I know, actually, because I do know a few people that do have herpes, and they know where they got it from.
The real herpes.
The real herpes. Oh, the genital herpes. Yeah, yeah. And they know where they got it from. So there must be a way to know where you got it, because everyone I know knows. Like, yeah, I got it from this guy. I got it.
Right.
But anyways, all this to say, I really freaked myself out. My fear was the fact that it's like, it was saying to me that you could get it at any time. And I'm like, oh, I don't want the low one. That sucks.
It's not going to happen. Don't worry.
Anyways, so I got my first one a couple weeks ago. And now I have another one. So it's like, what? Is this a thing now?
Well, it spreads easily. So you have to be careful, which is why I was telling you, get the polysporin patch because it protects it. It doesn't spread with that, so
and
you
also
need to get that.
If you got the first one, it's usually because there's something, like, your immune system's down, so it's probably still down, so you got another one.
So I think that the reason I got it now is because I've been, since the wedding that we've been to, I've been eating like crap. I don't know if it's like because of the winter
eating.
I've gained 10 pounds and I'm eating like crap. My face is completely full of pimples here at the bottom.
I know, it's the weather.
And
it's
the weather and like
the situation, and like it's dragging us down.
Yeah,
now. But
that's probably why I got another one now, because my immune system for sure is crapola.
Right,
I always only get them in the winter, like probably once every 2 years, and it's always between like November and February.
That's funny you say that, because I actually know people who only get it when they go down south. It's the sun that triggers it. Yeah. So that's funny. I've read that too. In the winter. So I guess maybe different people have different triggers. Like maybe you it's dry lips, or some people it's the sun. It's interesting.
I'll let you guys know in a few weeks what my trigger is.
I haven't had one in years. Like, knock on wood. Actually, that's not true. I'm not going to say years. I actually had one probably about a year or two ago. I haven't had one in a while. Yeah.
No. I get them every second year about.
Yeah, no. But I remember there was one point where I would get them fairly often. I guess maybe my
if I get them every once a year, I'd be happy. Like right now, I think it's just like a fluke.
It might be because you just got, like, maybe once you've been infected with the herpes virus. Oh, no. Well, that maybe, like, you get a few outbreaks and then it kind of slows down. Because, I remember a time in my life having them often, and now it's like I get them once every few years.
Interesting. Well, the reason why it's bothering me now this time because of my face is all disgusting is because I got a new job, right?
Right.
And,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you're like wiping your face like, oh, right, you have to talk about it now. Oh, son of a bitch.
Are you going to complain or is it good?
No, it's actually, you know what? It's not bad. I had my first day yesterday. I already took the day off today. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not bad. I have a 50-50.
I work one day, yeah, I take a day off.
But isn't it part-time? Isn't it only like three days a week?
It's like 3 days a week, like 20 hours, hopefully.
And what do you do there? Is it like design?
So what I've learned from yesterday, from my meeting, is that basically my job is I'm the communication between the head office of a particular retail store and the studio.
Okay.
So they shoot every day for like emails and e-commerce and things like that. And I'm the in-between person between both places.
Right.
So I go back and forth between the office and the studio, and I supervise the studio, make the selects, like which picture is the best one.
But you don't actually shoot anything.
I don't shoot anything. Mm-hmm. I don't retouch anything. I'm basically like the middleman, which to me, it's like,
yes, no, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's like, this person said this. This person said this.
That's stupid. Why would they pay you for that?
Exactly.
I don't know, but somebody needs to pay me to do that. Okay, yeah. I need a brainless job like that.
So I'm basically replacing someone who's on sick leave. And I don't understand what. Yeah.
How? Okay.
How did they get
stress leave?
How did they get
on stress leave?
How did they get sick by doing
I'm
this
hoping
job?
That it's an external disease to all this. It's not,
it's not like burnout.
It's like cancer, not burnout. Yeah, you know.
Just well, I'm not so hoping bored. It's cancer. I don't wish cancer on anybody. But
no,
I'm saying,
no, I know what you mean.
No, I don't know. Nobody knows what's wrong with her. It's probably, I don't know what it is. But I'm replacing this person until she comes back. So 2-3 months period. And I'm just basically the link. As far as I can see, they could do this job without me because all it is emails. So I'm literally from one end to the other. I supervise the studio to make sure they don't fuck up.
And do you work at the office or do you work at the...
Both. But most of the time at the studio.
Oh, okay.
I'm there. I'm basically the representative of the head office at the photo studio.
Oh.
Like, I'm the link.
And the studio's attached, like, it's in the same building as the office?
No, it's like, it's like 9 minutes away.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's like a few like streets away.
Or like,
car.
Oh.
It's in Laval, which sucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, if you had told me that, I would have said, don't do it.
Yeah, I know.
Remember that time you dated that guy that was from Laval and it took you forever go and you're like, fuck this shit.
I can't believe you remember
you guys
that.
Are
of course
so
I remember.
Funny.
It was like a friend of my ex.
Was it?
Yeah.
Right. It was like a 17-year-old I was dating when I was like 23.
Yeah.
Like a rapist.
Yeah, because you're too old. You're what, 2 years older than me?
And pretty much.
And my ex was 2 years younger than me. So it makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he was 4 years younger. That's
no,
bad.
But he was over 18. He was probably like 18.
Over 18.
I don't think he was. Was he?
Yeah,
I don't think he was.
Yeah, because we went to bars and shit together.
Okay, nobody pressed charges on Charlie, okay?
No. It was a long time ago. It was consensual.
Yeah.
It was
he's
weird.
Under 18, it's not consensual.
It was very weird. Philip.
Oh, that was his name.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Philip. That's his real name. But he's not in our lives anymore.
I don't even know. I don't even know what his last name is.
Me neither. I don't even remember.
But
but yeah, used to go there all the time. That was stupid.
So had I known that the job was in Laval, I would have told you.
Yeah,
don't
you would
take
have
it.
Reminded me of that.
Like, yo, bitch.
Remember
don't do
when
that.
You used to travel for booty calls in fucking Laval? At his parents' house?
Laval's so not.
But that's normal when you're like 19, 20, 22, let's say. It's not normal.
It's still creepy, but yeah.
I know.
Well, if I was the parent, I would have fucking... Oh my God. I would have killed my kid. But anyway. But yeah, so that's basically my job. And basically, I showed up at this new job with cold sore and fucking mouth herpes everywhere.
And they're like, who is this person?
But you know what? The person who hired me is actually my ex-boss from back in the day when I was working 9 to 5. And oh, no more wine, déjà?
Déjà.
I should probably slow down, though, because I do work tomorrow. And I'm pretty sure...
Don't we all?
Yeah,
you're just not true. Used to working.
I'm not used to it. I'm pretty sure that my boss, which is was my ex-boss, hired me for the sole reason that...
She pitied you because you have cold sores.
No. The girl that works in the studio right now, so the head of the studio, which was doing my job until I got there, her name is Charlie.
No.
No way.
Like real name, like my real name. Like, real name Charlie.
Oh, version. Really?
Yeah. So now people in the office are super confused because they're like calling out my real name and I turn around, but they mean the other girl. And I'm pretty sure my boss only hired me to see people do that. Because when
Let's
I was
fuck with everyone's head.
Yeah.
We don't really need somebody for this position, but it'll be really funny to have somebody with the same name in there.
You should see his face every time somebody says my name. Like he like turns around and makes sure I turn around and make the mistake. I was like, oh, you're not talking to me. Sorry. And it's like hilarious. He thinks it's so funny. But yeah, that's basically what it is.
That's funny.
That is funny.
They have this, but I thought I was the only one in the world that had this name.
Your name's not that uncommon.
Yes, it is. It was when I was small.
Have you been to Italy lately?
You know?
No joke.
A lot of Charlies in Italy.
In my 31 years of being alive, I've never met one.
Really?
Never.
I know.
Now, in the recent like 5 years, I've met like... five. And I was like, what the hell? I have to kill you all now?
I have to kill you all. I thought
that's
I was
the only option.
That's the only option.
Kill you.
Kill you or change your name. You have a choice. So
I was like, would you rather live?
Would you rather live? Change your name. You thought what?
I thought I was being really creative when I named my daughter. And kindergarten, first year of school, two other girls in her class.
Oh, what?
The same name as her, yeah.
You have to say her full name. Then it's creative. Kate. G, the middle name that you gave her.
Oh, I was just
son
like,
about your daughter.
I was like, her last name starts with W. I was like, it's KW. And I thought you were trying to say KJ, but you were doing the French thing where you mixed up the J and the G. And I was like, those are my initials. But I was the one that was confused.
Her middle name.
You're right. That's right. I should say that. You want me to say it right now on air so everyone knows who she is? No.
I'm going to say it. Did I hit you to say it?
You're looking at me. You're like, you have to say her whole name. And you paused and looked at me.
I did not.
You're doing it again.
Where's my wine?
Isn't she looking at me funny?
I want you to drink that last sip so I can pour you
the... I know. The reason I was looking at you funny because I was trying to replay the name in my head. And it's a very... I wanted to say it for Sloane so she knows it, but I don't want to say it.
Right.
But it's a very pretty name, full name.
I can see her like dance, waltz and shit.
She's not very graceful. You know what's funny is that her middle name is Grace because I wanted her to have grace because I'm so not graceful.
Is that why
apparently
you're calling
I did.
That?
I did. There's no way she's not going to be graceful. She's not graceful at all.
No.
She's probably even clumsier than me.
Like her mother.
Oh, it's insane.
Maybe she'll grow into it.
My mom is...
See? That's why I was looking at you.
50s,
I couldn't
right?
think either.
She's in her late 50s. She has not grown out of the clumsiness. She's still extremely ungraceful and very clumsy. And if anything, it's probably gotten worse with age. So, no. She has no hope.
I want to know, do you like your job? Do you like it?
Oh, you know what? So far, it's good. I think I can do it very well.
After one day.
I think I can do very well already. I already approved like 57 images to go to e-commerce. Like, I know this crap. Like, it's good.
Why didn't you go in today?
Oh, because I'm only doing 20 hours, right?
Okay.
A week.
So you can choose the days that you go in.
Yeah, pretty much. But I have access to emails and everything, so I... technically worked an hour and a half today, just like responding to emails and stuff, but I don't have to go in.
It's different.
Like I'm going tomorrow for meetings, and on Thursday, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be working from home. I don't need to be there. If there's no shoots happening, what am I going to do? My desk is like a
there's
table.
Nothing.
There's like, it's a table. I bring my laptop and I leave with my laptop. Like there's nothing on my desk. I'll probably stay that way for 3 months.
I took a picture of my desk the other day because I read somewhere that you should leave your desk messy because you always find like
whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, and inspire. You. Like I'm very organized but messy. And
that wasn't mine.
Was it me?
Oh, it was me.
It was you.
Sorry.
And I took a picture of my desk and I sent it to the friend who sent me the original link of saying like, you know, you should not clean up your desk. And he was like, yeah, just clean up your desk.
Forget it.
Except for you. You should clean up your desk.
Yeah. Well, when I was 9-to-5, my desk was a disaster. Now it will not happen. But you know what? To be honest, like I was in a meeting, my first ever meeting yesterday, and I met the team. Like I didn't officially meet like, hey, this is blah, this is blah. And man, those people are like, I don't want to hang out with them. Like they're so monotone. Like, I was like looking at my boss and going, because I know my boss, like how he is in real life. And I kept looking at him with the team and I'm like, do you guys ever have fun? Like, I was sitting at my desk for like 20 minutes waiting for a meeting to happen and nobody spoke. Like, everybody was whispering to each other. Nobody was laughing. Nobody was doing anything. I was like,
it's so fucking awkward.
It's a fucking retail company. It's not a bank.
It was very, very awkward. So I'm glad that I'm able to come and work from home because... Yeah.
And realistic-
but wouldn't you work...
No, go.
Wouldn't you work in, like, an advertising agency? Because, like,
well, maybe- I would work in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Because it's so... It's a lot more fun and it's a lot less serious.
But usually... A retail is like that. Nobody takes themselves seriously.
Not
in retail.
In the retails I've worked in.
Sloan,
yep.
Can you tell us about the wine we're drinking?
Yes.
Tell us.
Okay, so the one that's done.
The one that's finished.
Is its state series, Un Fumé Blanc, from Valle de Aconcagua.
All right. Whatever you said.
It's a vibrant and refreshing dry style with the zingy citrus fruit character from 2014. And it is from Santiago, Chile.
Oh, okay. There and what else? What did we just start drinking? The 1 liter one that says 1L in huge on it.
It's Bianco Veneto.
Tom bought it for us.
Yeah. Bottero di Cello.
Oh,
so I'm going to assume that's Italian.
Yeah.
Di Cello? Because I was
is
so
it C-I-E-L-O?
C-E-L-L-O.
Well, cello.
Did I say that wrong?
Mm-hmm. No, it's good. Because I thought you meant cello, which is sky.
So is it from the sky?
No, it's the instrument.
So what's Bottero?
I don't know. Bottero? I don't know. I don't know what that means.
It's the Bottero from the cello.
From the cello. Whatever that is.
That's fucked up. Anyway, so it's a 2013 wine. So there you go.
It's a drier. Is it possible? Do I know? Did I say that right? Were you checking? Were we not interesting enough for you?
I'm writing down the website Sloan just gave me, and I know what wine we're drinking, so I don't need to listen.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for saying that.
But
what?
Can I talk about something?
Sure.
So remember last week when I said that I did this article on the 36 questions to fall in love?
Oh my God. Did you go on your date?
I did.
Oh, are you in love? Are you getting married?
Yeah. Are you getting married? What happened?
No, I'm not getting married.
Actually, no, you aren't because I read the article.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a loser. I didn't read it. Okay. So what did the article say?
So you know what happened?
What happened? So you went on the date after and you said the 36 questions.
Yeah, we had them on our phones and we had this deal where if we wanted to skip a question, we were just going to take a shot. But we were like, you know, it's cheating, so we're not going to do it. But I thought it was kind of funny that he suggested that.
A drink shot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a shot.
Not like we're not going to punch each other.
Take a shot and punch each other if you get it wrong. I don't agree, bitch. Bam.
It's not if you don't agree. It's if you don't want to ask or answer a question, right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Okay. Yeah. But anyways, we sat at the bar and you're supposed to take 90 minutes to do it. And we were there for like 3.5 hours. Which is like,
oh my God.
Yeah. But and it was fun. Like I had fun and the guy was
funny.
Were
you honest to each other and stuff?
Yeah. You know, but it was just weird because some questions are like, do you think you know how you're gonna die? And then you're like,
what?
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I know nothing of this person. It's kind of awkward to ask them like such a fucking tragic question, you know?
Yeah, but that's the goal though, isn't it? You should have asked.
I knew nothing of this guy, like not even the basics, and I just thought it's like okay, like can I at least, I feel like you need to know a minimum of the person before you ask this so you can like further ask more questions related to what you already know so the person to kind of discover more like in depth. Now it was just like it was very first level because we knew nothing of each other, you know, as we kept on asking questions and there was a deeper level towards the end, but it was still very like en surface. And I didn't do the 4 minutes of like staring into each other's eyes.
Well, that's why you didn't fall in love, Sloan. Jeez, you cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Yo.
I didn't cheat. I didn't feel compelled. I was like, if the guy was really, really turning me on, maybe I would have done it.
Yeah, but because you're more of a physical person, I guess. Right? Because I would have asked these questions. I think these questions are really good. So there's 36 questions that you should be asking this person. One question would be, oh, there it is. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Yeah.
That's an interesting question, I think, to ask. I have one.
Tell me.
I'm going to die of a plane crash, for sure.
What?
I'm so terrified of planes. There's no way I'm not going to die of a plane crash.
So the irony is...
Or cancer.
Okay.
Or cancer.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by cancer. I'd be surprised about, like, the plane crash. I'm not saying you look like someone who could have cancer. I'm saying everybody has cancer.
Right. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But most of my family has had cancer, so yeah. I would probably... So that's a good question to ask. It's like... A lot of people think about how they're going to die.
I never think about that.
You've never thought about this.
And like, and I didn't read all the questions before we went on the date. Like, right. I skimmed through. I've noticed a few and that was it. And when we asked that one, I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't have any prominent disease in my family.
You've never thought about one way that you were going
to
die.
No. I've thought of the way I wanted to die, but that doesn't mean it's the way I think I'll die.
What about you, Brooke?
I've actually consciously pushed those thoughts away from my head. Like, when if those thoughts start to come...
What?
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to think
Why
about that.
Why would you think about
There's
that?
So Why not? Many other like, things how you could is be that thinking an, about.
Yeah. Yeah, but just because you think about it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah, but how is that a nice conversational topic? Anyways, I figured I'd be... I probably... Because I'm clumsy and I fall everywhere and whatever, I figured...
Fall off a building or something?
Or get hit by bus or, like, something like that, you know? Because I forgot to, like...
Fall out of a taxi.
No, I did that already.
One that made me feel weird when I was reading it is, how do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
Oh no,
that's a good question. That's a really good question, because it's proven that
for guys, but not for girls.
For girls too, like, you will, well, a girl will marry their father and a guy will marry their
mother.
Exactly.
But for a girl to answer this question, you'll be like, it's fine. But
that's like, are these questions are like for specific sexes?
No, it's not. You're supposed to ask each other.
You both answer.
So I think either way, that I think your relationship with your mother tells a lot about you.
That question for us was like, fine, like, it's nothing crazy, I'm not super close. It was exactly the same thing.
Okay, perfect.
It was done after like 15 seconds.
Okay, or
the awkward ones are like, tell me what have in common.
After
3 questions, you're like, I don't know. And it was like, okay. Well, we both drink alcohol and we both attend bars, and like, it was stupid.
Okay, no, yeah, that's true. I actually read those questions too. That is, if you don't know anything about that person, you
it's
can't
like,
answer
it's hard.
That.
Yeah.
There's one here that says, tell your partner something you like about them already. But if you met them for
five
the first
seconds
time,
ago, right.
It's going to be very
like your
super
hair.
Yeah, that's it. It's going to be very superficial.
Does it say anywhere in these questions that is this meant for somebody you've just met, or is this meant for somebody that you're like, you know what?
This is no, but it's supposed it's supposed to be with someone that also you've just met that you don't know, because
really?
In the lab version of it, it was two strangers that they put in a room together and they fell in love. They went and got married like 6 or 8 months
like,
after.
Name 3 things you and your partner appear to have in common. Oh, appear though.
Yeah,
appear.
Yeah,
like, you look like the type of guy that. That, you know, likes
yeah, but you don't
get
you
drunk.
Don't go into that part. You kind of pick up on whatever was said before, and then
right.
You put that, you mishmash that together, and that was it.
It's freaking me out that they keep calling the other person your partner.
I know,
that sounds a lot more serious.
That
than
was
it is.
Like fucking us up too. We're like, your partner,
ask your future
yeah,
husband.
But they, no, but they can't, right? Same sex relationships, they can't say anything else but partner.
There has to be a more casual word than partner.
The person like, you're with,
the person like, across the table from.
Yeah,
yeah, the partner sounds
yeah,
so
but
like.
They, I guess they assume that it's not just some person that you just met. It's a person that
but
you're actually in a relationship with.
No, but this was my that was my
right.
question about it. Is that supposed to be for somebody
no,
you just met?
No, it's supposed to be
right.
with someone that you are not
That's
with.
That's not my partner.
But while I was with the guy, I called him Barry in the article, so I'm just going to keep going with that name.
Sure.
I asked him, I'm like, what name do you want? And he's like, Barry. I'm like, okay.
Because I'm an
actress. Yeah. The thing that we figured was, you know, when you've been in a relationship really long time and go to dinner and you don't really have that much to say. This is kind of a good exercise to like get shit going, you know. Even if you know the person, it's nice to hear them say things like
right.
that.
Yeah, I guess I agree with you, but that's because I'm me.
Yeah. But you know, if you're not too shy, like I wasn't shy about any of those questions. Like none of them made me so uncomfortable. I was like, oh, you know, let's do a shot. You know.
Yeah.
It was just like fuck a phone. It was just a phone. But
maybe we should test this. With people who know each other a little bit more.
So you should test this with Tom. Do it.
Know each other a little bit more. Not
yeah,
for
but you guys
years.
Are already in love, though.
Yeah,
we
try
are.
It.
Maybe
you should try.
Maybe this will break us up.
I should try it.
Yeah, because you know the guy. You should try it with Awesome Tron.
We'll see.
You did it with somebody you just met. You should do it with somebody you've known for a while, but it's like a new
thing. 2 months.
And then I should do it with somebody that I'm known forever.
And we'll report back.
I'm already
Well, you've done it already.
I've done it. I've done my part. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll report back, okay?
Sounds good.
Let's move on from this. I just wanted to mention that, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up, girls.
It is.
Yeah. I'm still available.
I guess it would be the perfect opportunity to see, like, Valentine's Day. It's just a touchy subject for most relationships.
Is it?
Because, well, because a lot of women say, oh, I don't care about Valentine's Day, and some people say, no, this is fucking important to
right.
me.
It's idiotic.
Sorry. It's idiot.
It's they're idiots. It's idiotic.
It's idiot. What do you think? Valentine's Day. Whoa, what is it?
I think the concept of Valentine's Day is nice because it's a day for love. But I find it stupid that on one day you should be offering flowers and what shit. Like, I'm not right. into all that crap.
Marketing scheme.
And that's it. And to me, it's like, it's not about the flowers or... I could be in a relationship with a guy. I've been in a relationship with a guy who would never do anything for me like that or romantically. And I have to say, like, I kind of wanted that a little bit. Like, I'm not going to say I wanted flowers because I hate getting flowers. But 4 days before I left him last year, he gave me a necklace. Exactly what I lost, and I was like,
now
that was the best gift ever, and it was a Valentine's Day gift, the first Valentine's Day gift, and I thought it was stupid when I've been asking for something like this, and not a gift, just something that was so meaningful, mm-hmm. and like I couldn't stop crying. Like 4 days later I left him and I was like, well, here is your necklace back, and I just kept it.
Fuck you.
This is the one.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, he's like, what am I gonna do with it? Like, whatever. It never has to happen on Valentine's Day. If your boyfriend or your girlfriend is like sensitive and not sensitive, but like ain't picky, you know, and involved, and like they want to make you feel happy and do special things with you, I don't think Valentine's Day is a really big deal, because it's something that you guys live through on the daily or the weekly or the monthly, and you share that together. And I feel like if Valentine's Day is such a big deal for you, then there's probably somewhere deeper problem in the relationship.
Actually, you know what? You bring up a good point. I think that probably Valentine's Day exists because probably for the people that obviously because people want to make money off of us. But also it's probably a good opportunity for people that aren't romantic types to just like, hey, look, it's Valentine's Day. Don't call me corny or stupid. Here's, you know, a fucking bouquet of flowers. Just because society, quote unquote, is making me. But even though I did want to give it to you, but I'm not the type to. You know what I mean?
Gives me an excuse.
But even with me an excuse to do it.
Even with the face that you made when you was like, okay, because, you know, it's like, do you really want to get a gift with, okay, because,
no, but you know? Here's the problem. I feel like I've been in a lot of relationships where people weren't romantic. Like, I have never, ever celebrated Valentine's Day in my life. Within the last 9 years. 9 years, I've never celebrated, even though I've been in a relationship for the last 9 years. Okay? But because a person is not, she's like, what? Is that sad? Yeah. It's sad, eh? I know.
And it's not, though, if it's a mutual thing.
Oh, no,
but
no.
It's not. It's okay. I'm not a very romantic type either. It's not like I want everything that Valentine's Day has to offer. I think it's extremely corny as well. But I need that attention on, like, I'm not going to say daily. You need to show me that you actually cared about me for me to stay interested. Because I'm the type of person that, like, will move on. If you don't show me that you're interested, no problem. I'll just go somewhere else to find it. It's not a big deal for me.
I'm exactly.
So I do need that attention, like, even if it's like as small as a hug, or hey, you're walking home from work and there's a flower on the ground and you pick it up and give it to me.
Something
like
super insignificant that makes
small.
A difference.
Yeah. It's just like the fact that I was on your mind at least one tiny part of the day. Right. Show it to me and I'll be fine. So I don't need Valentine's Day. But within the last 9 years of me being in a relationship, I was in a relationship where where the guy wasn't romantic at all. So it was like, you did not show me that you liked me at any time. So Valentine's Day became really important.
And it kind of confirms what I just said,
right,
too.
But it's like, Valentine's Day gives you the excuse to be corny, quote unquote, with me. Fucking use it. Because you don't use it on a daily basis. Like, 365 days of the year, you're just yourself. And you just, you know, you're with me, period.
But then again, you're with those people now.
I'm not with those people now.
And there's a reason, and it's not because of Valentine's Day, you know?
For sure. Yes. But all this to say that I'm okay with the idea of Valentine's Day if you're in a relationship that doesn't promote romanticism. Right. But if your boyfriend is really thoughtful and brings you, you know, a chocolate bar every day or something, like something that makes you...
But it doesn't have to be every day. It has to... If
no,
it's
not
just,
every day. No, but you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day is not important for those people. Like, I would be okay with not celebrating it if I mean, you're thoughtful.
I'd be happier in a relationship where I don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day.
I mean, right.
With Absolutely. My ex, for example, he would, in the beginning, he did more things for me, like impulsively, you know, grabbing a flower, like you said, thinking of me, and towards the end, it kind of little
kaputs.
And towards the end, the last Valentine's Day that we spent together, I remember he was like, okay, we'll go to the restaurant. And I'm like, okay, that's chill, you know, it's the day of, and it was like a Thursday or whatever. And then he comes home and he's like, so I saw this amp on Kijiji, I'm just gonna go check it out, then I'll come back and we'll go to the restaurant. I'm like, all right, okay. You know, I'm going out with a musician, like obviously this shit is gonna happen.
You became plan B.
Okay. I became plan B, but I was always like plan B or C with this guy. And then he comes back. I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's like 8:30. Let's go have dinner. And he's like, okay, where'd you want to go? I'm like, you didn't make reservations anywhere.
Oh.
I was like, well.
So he just said, let's go?
Yeah. And I'm like, bravo.
So, you can't get a reservation on Valentine's Day.
So I was like, okay, let's just skip the fucking hassle and just go to the grocery store and, you know,
we'll make dinner or whatever.
Together. Yeah. Which was not different than any other day. You know right. what I mean? So that was sad. But he did some nice things for me. The necklace being one.
Being the only one.
The only really nice thing, but like really...
That's not enough though. My God.
Not in a four-year relationship.
That's probably why you're not with him anymore. Brooke. That's you. How's your thoughts on Valentine's Day since you've been quiet for the last 20 minutes?
I think that it is pushed too much commercially. I have opposite feelings in both of you that I feel like...
I love how you're like restraining your voice because you don't want to sound pitchy.
No, it's... Yeah.
You're like, just sound as monotone as possible, but you're good.
Keep it one level.
Just keep it one level, man. Just speak to me.
Tom is actually somebody who's extremely romantic. He's a very old school romantic type of guy, but...
That's good.
Yeah, but being parents and having really busy lives...
That's a different reality.
Right. So Valentine's Day is something that I personally don't enjoy going out to eat at restaurants or anything. I don't like crowds. And I just think that why do we have to pick that one specific day?
Right.
But I definitely appreciate a day to remind us to celebrate love.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of, yeah, like, don't go look at amps on Valentine's Day.
don't do it.
I don't need flowers. I don't need chocolates. I don't need a necklace. I just don't go look at amps on Valentine's Day. Just be there.
Just be present.
Just be there.
Just be there. Yeah.
But do you guys, like, take advantage of that to have, like, your kid babysat and then
you know what's funny, actually? That was a conversation we had today because we were going to have her babysat on Valentine's Day. We decided that we were not going to go out. We originally were going to get a hotel room because we have neighbors. And it's so much more fun with our neighbors. But we decided...
It makes you laugh when people say hotel rooms. I don't know why.
Okay. It's okay. We're in our 30s now, though, so we get, like, hotel rooms and not motel rooms. Yeah. We get, like...
But that's actually... Yeah. But that would be nice to, like, have a weekend away, but...
Yes, definitely.
In Montreal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's something we actually do very often. We usually do it for, like, one of our birthdays or Valentine's Day or Father's Day or Mother's Day. But we actually just decided that we weren't going to do this today because we have a lot of things coming up this month. And we were going to have our daughter babysat by my mother-in-law, but we found out she's going to be in Toronto that weekend. So we changed our plans and we decided that we were going to have an early Valentine's Day supper with her and make it all Valentine's Day and celebrate love with her and then have her own little private bread Later. And cheese and wine and stuff after, yeah.
After she goes to bed?
That's so nice because you're like, you plan it, you know?
We still say like, okay, this is the day that we're going to...
Do this and this and this.
Not let life overtake our passion, I guess.
Right. Did you guys ever have like a really shitty Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, in the last 9 years, I had no Valentine's Day. Does that count as shitty?
I think that you had 9 years to argue that, though. Like, you had 9 years to be like, dude, this means something to me.
Yeah.
And did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you stuck around for 9 years. You know that,
so no, 9 years, it's more two than relationships.
One. Yeah, it's more than
two
one.
Relationships, 9 years. One was 3 years and the other one was six years, right? And same group of friends, same mentality, I guess. Within the sex years, same band, shut up. And, within the sex, year. 6 years.
Okay. Because you did say sex.
Within the sex years.
I'm like, you had a sex year?
That doesn't happen in Charlieland. Within the 6 years, I've argued pretty much every Valentine's Day and I've argued every anniversary because I've never had an anniversary and I've never had a Valentine's Day.
Actually, sorry, I meant to mention, that's another reason why Tom and I do appreciate Valentine's Day, is we don't have an anniversary. Like, we've never, like, kept a date.
But see, but that's not... Okay, so that was the problem with my relationship as well. Right. Because of the fact we didn't have a anniversary date.
Right.
Like, I counted the anniversary as the first time we had sex.
Okay.
He counted the anniversary as the first time we came out, I guess, to everybody else. Because we dated a year.
I would do that. I would do that.
Why?
Because that's the official year. It's when you make the commitment.
No, but when you make the commitment, it's technically when you start sleeping together, to me.
No, anyways, not really.
It's like you started seeing each other. No, but we weren't. Yeah, we were committed to each other.
Yeah, but the door was still open.
This is why, to me, anniversaries is your wedding date. This is because it's so debatable.
Right, it's so debatable. But no, we had had that conversation. Like, meaning, like, we were together. We just weren't ready to, like... come out to everybody with it because of the fact that my ex was like one of his best friends. You know what I mean? So it was like touchy-touchy. Mm. So anyways, so that was the debate. I counted it there. He counted it 6 months or like to a year later. And every time, yeah, it was like a long time that we didn't like tell people. So basically what happened is every anniversary, I said, hey, happy anniversary, you know, let's say February. And he would say like, it's not our anniversary, okay? And I'd be like, okay, fine. And then in July, I would say, well, happy anniversary, again, trying. And he would go, well, you said it was February, right?
You guys had communication issues.
No, he was a communication issue.
Just fuck. Settle for like a date in the middle.
That's what I said.
This is why we have Valentine's Day.
No.
Because of situations exactly. like this.
Exactly. But he was just that type of person. And that's why I'm not with him anymore. So I just said, I ended up saying after year one, my friend, just make up a date and we'll just celebrate that. Just any date. It could be in freaking November. I don't give a shit. Just acknowledge me for once.
It could be like fucking New Year's Eve.
It could be any.
I just got that. It took me a second.
And he's like, yeah, let's celebrate. Right.
But then it's not you.
Never mind. I'm not getting
no. I got the same thing as you because I met Awesome Tron New Year's Eve.
They kind of like that. That's what kicked off.
Oh, sorry. I didn't even know that.
Oh, that's why. That's why I thought you said
that. That's what it is.
Sorry.
Like you meant
me celebration,
day, and then you just like fucking seriously? Combine it with. Yeah. Seriously, I gave him free range. Any date you want, just do it. And he didn't pick one. So then for 6 years, it was like me fighting about just say happy anniversary. Don't plan anything. Just say happy anniversary or say happy Valentine's Day. You have two chances. For 6 years, nothing. For the 3 years before that, nothing as well. He was the same way.
How many your birthdays?
I don't even know. Nothing. I got nothing. Never.
Why did you stay with these guys? Did you give anything too? Or did you like get out of their birthdays?
No. My God.
Charlie like goes like bends over backwards for people's birthdays.
Overboard. I go overboard for people's birthdays. I think, but that's probably why. Because of the fact that I never get anything, right?
Yeah. And I think that's why, like, when you were saying about having like bad Valentine's days, I think 90% of bad Valentine's days comes from over expectations.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Girls have this image. And that's why, like, that bothers me about Valentine's Day. Like, that I'm like, absolutely. Shut up.
That's
like,
the media's
you don't
fault.
You don't need the, like, ugh.
Absolutely.
That bothers me.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Because people think, like, oh my God, it's Valentine's Day. Make sure that your table setting has all kinds of hearts on it. Like,
he has to propose tonight.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. No. I would die. If I ever get, like, involved with a guy and get serious and he proposes to me on Christmas, New Year's Eve, or Valentine's Day, I say no. I'm like,
fuck. I know somebody who's been proposed to on Christmas 2 different times, 2 different guys.
That's did true. She say
your cousin?
Yes?
Your cousin?
Did she say yes both times?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, one didn't work out, though. But yeah, anyway.
One did. That was the wedding guy. Awesome Charlie. That we went
to. Oh. But I have to say,
can I just say, like, super, super side note? Awesome Charlie is good for that because he wished me happy 1 month anniversary.
Oh, my God. You guys already have a 1 month anniversary.
You're in a relationship.
It's already been a 1 month anniversary.
What?
I might vomit a bit in my mouth.
No, but how did I not know this? Yeah. You guys were still like playing the finger.
I wasn't sure, but I was too scared to ask.
You're like fucking official.
We're not. Well, yeah, I guess we're official. Yeah.
If you make a 1 month anniversary, no, but you're fucking official.
Well, calm down. He didn't celebrate anything. Like, we didn't do anything. He just said it was funny more than anything.
It was. You guys looked pretty official on Sunday.
Fuck off.
And she has met the whole family.
Am I the only single girl now? Oh, by the way, this is going to be my first single Valentine's Day in 5 years, and I'm spending it with a gay guy.
That's okay, though.
That sounds awesome.
He's going to treat you like amazing. A queen.
And you don't have to put out at the end of the day, oh, Sloan likes that, never mind.
Well, for the last 9 years, I was pretty much by myself anyway. So, yeah, you were going to say something, but now I don't remember. All right. This to say, yes, Valentine's Day is stupid.
Mm-hmm. It is. But at the same time, like I said, nice. I do appreciate it. Because Tom and I have absolutely no expectations for Valentine's Day. And it's just a day that we make sure we spend time together and celebrate love. And that's it.
Yeah, for
sure. And it's a reason to buy.
So don't do anything like, oh, don't do any. Oh.
We can't pour wine without hitting mics, apparently.
All this to say, don't do anything super over the top. Just appreciate your lady.
And communicate with her beforehand
and
what
don't
the expectations
propose. No,
are.
No, wait, wait.
Don't propose.
Don't propose. Propose like March 1st.
Wait, wait, wait.
Or like March 21st. It's like spring. It's like
wait,
new stuff and shit.
I have something to say about that, though, about your over-communication. Oh my God, we have 2 minutes.
There's no such thing as wait. Over-communication.
Quick, no, quick! No, wait. Because girls, and it's a fact, girls will say, oh, no, I don't care. But they do care.
But that's why I said communicate.
No, but people don't communicate.
But then
they don't.
So then, but when I say no, communicate, it means don't pretend to communicate. It means fucking be honest and communicate.
Right. Just so know your partner. If they are very blunt and honest and they say, I don't give a shit, then you know they don't give a shit. But you can still
but
do
you
something
don't.
Special.
That's
no,
the problem.
I didn't care. I didn't care. It depends on my relationship and it depends on what I say.
You have to admit, though.
Because for me, if I wanted something for Valentine's Day, I'd be very like
wait
and you should
but
you
Sloan
should
but Sloan that's you and that's me right
yeah
so people aren't like that you know how many times did you hear a story of like girls saying like oh I don't care about Valentine's Day but they actually
I
do
know. Yeah but I don't associate to these
right
these
but
girls.
It happens
and to me I cannot believe that guys still deal with that
I but so I
so in
I agree.
Other words all females just need to be like us.
Yes.
We're the best. No.
No, just be honest.
How
just
am
be,
I so
yes,
single?
Girls, comma, be honest. No. Guys, just appreciate your girl every day instead of just celebrating this big hoopla nonsense thing on Valentine's Day.
But make a little extra effort on Valentine's Day. You don't have to go all out, but a little extra effort means
don't
something.
Go to restaurants. Don't give people your money on Valentine's Day. Just a little extra thing maybe, like, I don't know, write her a little card, like a handwritten card. Right. That's cute, you know? Just tell her how you feel
in
for
her
reals.
Lunch.
In her lunch.
Oh, KG loves that.
That's funny. Oh, you know what that is?
That's our cutoff time.
That's our cutoff time. We did it right on time. That's sick. So we gave ourselves a little timer to go to the drunken station because we talk too much.
I thought we had a song.
No, you know what? We can't use the song anymore because Old School from All Beer Inside will steal it from us.
What? Yeah. No. He made a song with our voices and he's going to steal it?
I'm
pretty sure
I have it too loud. I have power over my own fucking voice. I forbid him from using
I'm pretty sure that's copyright. I'm pretty sure there's copyright laws against that.
You better put it. You better put it.
Put the fucking Drunken Station song on now.
Okay, fine. Drunken Station. Okay, wait. So let's see.
Drunken Station. Oh my God.
That sounded like a wolf fighting for his life.
Oh. Let's bypass.
Sorry. It has to come out.
You're very welcome.
What? I'm so excited to eat like a tomato sandwich tonight. Like, I have no idea.
Really?
I had a hamburger for breakfast. Just put that out there. And I texted Tom right after. I'm like, I'm having a burger for breakfast because I'm an adult and could do whatever the fuck I want.
Yes, right.
Stale cheesies. Oh, yeah. This is the best. They're all chewy and stuff.
Okay, so
we are guys inside, like, just so you know.
That's why all of our listeners are male.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, guys, you should probably not judge women off of us.
Yeah. We're the ideal woman.
There are women out there more ladylike than us.
I'm still ladylike. I'm just deep down dirty. I'm like dirty and like
and farty. Let's go to the drunken station. So the Mountie said, all one aside, Sloan.
Oh, that's mm-hmm, rare. Mm-hmm. That never happens. Usually it's always Charlie.
I know, right? He says, that's what you get when you don't eat meat. You get UTIs. Hashtag vegetarians suck.
By the way, dear Mountie, this is the first month that I've stopped eating meat.
Pour ton information. For your information?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you could say it in English.
For your information, I've been having serial UTI one after the other for...
Really? You think it's because of the meat?
No, it's not because of the meat, but I used to eat meat. Them, yeah. And I've had them, like, there was a summer, I think I had 5. Like, it was really bad. And I was hospitalized when I was, like, 10 years old because I used to have them when I was a kid.
Really?
So, fuck this.
I actually have a joke on the whole vegetarian thing.
Oh, boy.
I heard online, I thought it was
By the way, hilarious. I'm not vegetarian. I'd just like to point that out. I still eat fish and, like,
I just don't eat meat.
Pescatarian.
I'm a pescatarian.
Oh. Oh, right. You're not a flexitarian. You're a pescatarian.
Yeah, I quit the flexitarian idea because I wanted to have that, like, protein and omega-3, and I don't want to have to take supplements of anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
So I quit that idea.
What's your joke?
My joke is, how do you know when somebody's a vegetarian?
How?
Don't worry. They'll fucking tell you.
True. I know for a fact that old school will agree.
I actually read that joke as a vegetarian during my vegetarian days, and I still was like, that's so fucking true.
No, but I eat fish like there's no tomorrow, like you have no idea. It's like I'm
fish
compensating.
Fish everything. Your mercury levels are like through the roof.
I'm feeling great. Oh my. What's happening here? I'm, like, trying to make a sense out of Twitter. You guys are, like...
Yeah, I know. You're, like, lost on, like, the World Wide Web.
Yeah. But, yeah, so a month.
That's good, though. That's fantastic.
It's a good first step,
I think. Cheers to that.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea. Cheers to my no meat.
Cheers to me
saving a fucking cow by now.
Yeah, man.
A cow? Like, a few cows, probably.
No, by myself, I probably saved one cow.
By now, no, actually, one cow gives off the meat. You probably saved a few chickens.
No, but there's
though.
A lot of it that's like a few Germans.
A few chickens. You probably saved a few Germans. She has a line in her mouth. Oh, fuck. She's going to get mad at everyone else for doing
it. Oh, my God. I almost spit out my entire wine.
Oh, my
funny.
Okay, juice. Twitter.
Twitter.
We should probably do
what's
at the beginning
of
the show.
It's Twitter.
We have a video to watch, don't we?
I can't calm down.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Jesus fucking.
You're taking really long with this.
The reason why I'm taking long is because I don't understand the conversation that happened.
Seriously, because my tomato sandwich is waiting for me.
No, I want to do it now.
Double A? What's that?
That made no sense. No, that was supposed to sound like, no, I want a tomato sandwich.
I would love a tomato sandwich. You know what? If you like tomato sandwiches, you would probably love...
Go on. I know exactly what you're going to say.
No, you're not.
I do. Go.
What am
you're
I going to
love?
Frise? Yeah, see? There's no way you could have known what the hell I was talking about.
What's Frise?
There's no way. What else are you thinking about?
What else am I going to like?
The tomato bacon fucking panini from Tim Hortons.
Oh, well, I can't eat bacon, friend. So,
yeah.
So, it's tomato and cheese. It's pretty much a grilled cheese with tomato bacon in it. It's
Frise.
What's Frise?
Frise.
Frise.
It's an Italian
delicacy. I was going to say it sounds Italian.
So, it's basically...
Really? I thought it sounded Chinese.
So, Charlie, you never know.
You should say Frise with your
Chinese accent.
I don't even know how to do that.
Do it. We're not moving on until you do it.
Frise. Is that it?
Sound a bit French, but it's okay.
The L's? I don't know.
Frise?
They turn L's to R's or R's to L's.
And V's
Frises.
To B's.
Anyway, so basically, Frises are, it's like dry bread. It's made as a bagel, but it's super dry, and you have to put it under water to make it soft. And then, wait.
That's called being poor.
Yeah.
I had to buy it dry from the bakery. And yeah. Okay.
I'm going to give you two to take home. Olive oil on it.
I have that.
Then you cut tomatoes on it and, like, squeeze a tomato on it so that the juice of the tomato goes into it. And salt. And you eat it. And it's, like, the best thing in the world.
But I have a question.
Really?
Yeah, you still have to add water if you're going to add tomato juice and olive oil?
Yeah, because you have to soak the bread to be able to
eat
it.
How dry is it?
It's dry. 100% dry. Like, you have to...
It's like stale.
You can't eat it. You can't eat it if it's not soaked.
Somebody once gave me socks that I had to do that to. They were like...
Socks?
Yeah,
socks?
It was the weirdest thing. They were like...
You put them in water?
Yes!
Well, you
put
tomatoes on top. You can't eat socks.
Minus the tomatoes and olive oil. I had to run them underwater and they became socks. They were like this little, like, piece piece of like cardboard and you put them underwater and they become socks.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna
that's
find
like the worst gift ever. Here's a box.
No, here are wet socks.
Can I tell
you?
No,
wait, you're dry socks. You need to wet them.
The amount of time
if you want to wear them.
I think people don't love you.
Goodness. But it's like a little bundle. It's I feel like it looks so cheap. Like, here's a nugget. Like,
well, they're usually,
whatever it comes out of.
They're usually stocking stuffers.
Here's a new...
Just add water.
Just add water. That's exactly it. It's like those toys. Just add water.
Those
and it turns
sponges.
Into, and it turns into a dinosaur.
Those little capsules that you put in the bathtub. Yeah, oh my God, those were the best.
You know
I love
what?
Those.
I remember seeing once at Urban Outfitters. It was like
yes.
this little man. It was this little man. And then if you put in an... water, it said it will grow 6 times its
oh,
size.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
amazing.
Filling the bathtub, and I'm like, I'm gonna have like a fucking human.
A human.
It was what? Like 6 times its size, like 6 inches. Like what?
I was like, and I did a minor in math, and I didn't even figure
like,
that shit out.
6 times 1 centimeter like, isn't a lot. Okay.
I know. It's like, oh shit, that was a waste of money. I ended up with like a fucking like a dick sized human, you know?
A dick sized.
But it's still short for a human.
It's short for a human.
It's very short for a human.
Sloan thinks she's getting a blow up guy.
Yeah, she's like, yes!
Yes!
I don't need a man.
A boyfriend that doesn't talk bad. He's 6 inches tall. But yeah, you could use him as a
you
dildo.
You can put him in your purse. You just like shove the man up your vagina.
You don't need a penis, you just need the whole man. There you go. Try explaining that one to the doctors when they went to the ER because it got lost.
Doctor, I have a problem.
I have a man in
I'm
my
a little
vagina.
Man stuck in my vagina. He's in my urinary tract. Now I think I have an infection.
Give me pills. I feel like this episode
See, maybe was better than the rest. Maybe this is your issue. This is why your urinary tract infection didn't really like
it's
solve
it's
itself.
Blocked.
There's
it's
like
blocked.
There's a little man in your vagina.
He's scratching out, going, "Help me!"
Oh God. Sloan is trapped in your vagina.
Where is this going?
But it's perfect.
It just works. Okay, can we go back to the drinking station?
I think we need to scratch our first episode and then just keep this.
I kind of,
Okay, no, fuck it. Let's just go back. Okay drinking station. So all this to say.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Brooke just fell off of her chair. What had it happen?
What had it happen?
I was thinking about slow and trapping men in her vagina.
And you fell off of your chair?
Because it's so likely. Out of all of us, the trapped men in our vagina.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
that would
so
be
good.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Really, baby.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, let's just keep going.
We didn't even get
half. We didn't even start.
Turns out the best part of our drunken station is us.
I have no idea what's happening here.
God. You know what we should do from now on? Drink a bottle of wine
before we record. Because the end of our podcast are so much better than the
best.
Beginning.
And I feel like we lose listeners.
Wait, no, but the beginning of blah, blah,
we should we should give a hint. Just listen to our podcast backwards.
Yeah.
It's much more entertaining.
Wait, the beginning of our podcast actually makes sense.
I'm not gonna, when I listen to our podcast when we get really, really drunk, I cringe. I cringe. I'm like, I'm semi-embarrassed.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's go back. We have
We
Facebook.
Had a video to watch.
Oh, yeah.
When I... Oh, okay.
No, wait.
That sounded exactly like you were translating me. For sure, in some language, that made sense.
You guys ended at the same fucking moment. It was... Perfect.
You said it like my translator.
It was perfect. I've never seen anything like this.
I didn't remember what I was going to say. Try translating me.
Sorry, I finally caught up to the Twitter.
Okay, so we're ready?
Okay,
yeah. Okay, so yeah, so I got one. Wait, just stop reading my fucking computer. Okay, so we have a would you rather a challenge.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
From AA. Would you rather pee yourself in public or poo yourself in private? But have to wait 3 hours to clean it up.
Pee myself in public. Am
really?
I drunk? Am I allowed
Probably
to be drunk?
Probably not.
Am
no.
I allowed to be drunk?
You would pee yourself in public? Even though you're drunk, you wouldn't be embarrassed?
I would fucking shit myself.
You would sit and shit for Have you ever sat shit?
No.
For 3 hours?
No. But I'd rather...
In private.
But in private, I'd just, like, wait in my bathtub and, like, be on my phone and watch, like, Netflix. And then I'd be like, okay, I'll just clean myself off.
You would probably, like, get some sort of really intense rash.
It's okay. We're okay.
There's, like, a...
I don't know, as long as used to it.
Oh, we're good.
Please.
You make me sound like I have like fucking venereal disease every fucking weekend.
She's used to rashes. I get it. I thought she was used to pooping.
She has herpes type 2.
Oh! Let's not start rumors. Oh my gosh, we're going to edit that.
No, she doesn't.
I'm very clean. And I'm not that much of a slut.
That's true. It's really true. You sound much more of a slut on this podcast show
than I actually am.
Yeah, I know.
It's just because compared to you people, I'm like, people will meet you.
I've slept the same guy for the past 15 years.
Yeah. People in real life will meet you and be like, oh, she's not really giving me anything at all.
There's probably guys lined up to meet this girl thinking she's like,
Yeah. I'm like wide open.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Literally. Yeah. Well, okay. I might be wide open. You know what I am? You know what I am, though? I'm not an easy girl. I'm a no bullshit girl. I'm like, if I like you, I will open my legs if you're interesting enough. But if not, I'm not just going to do it to like make myself feel better.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense.
Right.
So pee yourself in public or poop yourself in private, but I have to wait 3 hours to clean it up.
Poop myself.
I'm going to go with a private thing.
No, me too. I'm kind of going with the peeing in public.
I was
going
to cheer to you, but never mind.
Hey, wait.
We were not going to miss this because clearly it was only two. Yeah.
You guys are so corny.
So, yeah. So, there's our answer. You wanted to know the answer of that question.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Oh.
Where did you find that other one?
There was a video. I think it was DeMonty. A YouTube video.
DeMonty?
The Ferrari prank. Yeah, I like half watched the video. And then I was told to stop watching it so we could watch it on the show.
DeMonty. Here's a video. And he said, discuss. So, basically, this YouTube video is a Ferrari pickup prank.
I've seen this.
You've seen it?
I was told to stop watching it halfway through. I need to see the rest of it. So should we not watch it on the big computer?
Oh my. Where is this, LA? Okay.
That's fucked.
Okay, so let's talk about this video.
Let's just explain what it is.
So basically this video is about how many guys? Five?
Four.
Four guys that went around in Las Vegas.
Different styles, different kind of appeal.
Went around and tried to pick up girls based on the fact that they had a Ferrari.
Seemed to have worked.
It seems to have worked because people were getting upset of the fact that they were telling them that it was just for a video. It wasn't real.
Well, the last girl was like fucking pathetic.
She literally said, I will only date you if you have...
I would have been ready to date you because you had this car, and then she walked out of the car.
Wow. So what do you guys feel about it? What if somebody showed up in Montreal?
Two things. One, I would have been suspicious right away if like a young kid would have been driving a Ferrari because of being in Montreal, the only people that are in Ferraris are fucking old dudes that try to be like cool and young.
Being in Montreal though and working downtown, I also know that a lot of people have daddies with Ferraris.
I know. And the problem with that
is... Let's assume we are in Las Vegas and people do sometimes kind of have cars.
Yeah, but see... No, but wait. That's still with my point.
Okay.
It's either in Montreal because you're old fuck and you drive a Ferrari and there's... I don't want anything to do with you. And second... You're the son of an old rich fuck that has money and you're driving his Ferrari.
Right.
I still don't want anything to do with it. Also, I find it really crazy that, you know, you could walk around the car and realize if it was a rental and be like, this shit's a rental. Like, I'm surprised no girl kind of...
But who cares? Like, this, the fact that this video was even made makes me want to vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who gives a fuck about a car? Like, that's something I've never gotten. I have lots of friends who are like, oh, look at the car. I don't get that at all. I kind of wonder, though,
were there any girls not featured on that video that were like... I don't give a shit about your car.
Probably.
You know what? There was probably a lot.
And I think that it's not fair...
That they didn't show that.
To the female race that they're not featured on
that
video.
You know what? I'm going to cheers to that because that's true.
So here's the thing. So probably because the point of the video was... Basically, that females do care about it, right? To be the devil's advocate, having a really expensive car will kind of show you the fact that he has money. Could have
and
a
stature.
Money. And have a some kind of a stature. So maybe you would get into the car. Doesn't mean you're necessarily interested, but you would probably get into the car.
I have so many disagreements with that. It's
But to me, it's more like the whole persona of having a big car because just like you, I'm not a car chick.
Right.
I'm not even not anagarchic either. Don't worry. And to me, it's like, I know what type of guy puts this much money into cars. I don't want to be with that kind of person.
That's my point.
I'd rather be with someone that's going to spend like $10,000 on a trip.
A home investments, not a fucking car.
No,
$100,000 on a car. My thing also is I've known guys who treat their cars better than their girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck off.
And seriously, if that's your priority, like, fuck off. So I don't want to be in any way associated with someone that has a car this expensive. I mean, there is no purpose in it.
Right. Also,
and it's a fucking Ferrari. At least get something cool, like a fucking, what are they called? Shit, Aston Martin or something cool, like James Bondy. Not a fucking Ferrari. Are you shitting me? Like, that's so gay.
Well, I'm sure they went for Ferrari because it was like the obvious choice because everybody knows about it.
I know, but
And I don't want to bad talk my hometown because I love my hometown, but... Do we say where we're living?
Yeah, no. Montreal?
No, I'm like specifying our
LaSalle?
Our borough right now. Yeah,
whatever. It's fine.
Living in LaSalle. LaSalle.
Nobody still knows what we're talking about.
Well, living in LaSalle.
Wait, can I just? What's happening?
Hey, you want to be on a podcast?
No. Who is this?
It's old school.
Who is that?
Hi.
It's Sloan.
What?
Hi. Yeah.
Hello.
What podcast?
The movies podcast.
What? Oh, why? Aren't you guys recording since 7:30?
No, I'm late.
Oh!
I mean that I'm pregnant.
Yeah, he's preggers. He's totally preggers.
Can I call you guys back in like 20 minutes? Because we're recording our podcast right now. Like,
our podcast?
Podcast?
Sorry for the cock block. Talk to you later.
Cock block? It's more like wine block.
Wait. Bye, old school. Old school.
No, feature on our podcast.
Yeah, you're on our podcast right now. Say hi to Sloan and Brooke.
Hello, Sloan and Brooke.
Hi.
Which one's the UTI girl?
There? It's Sloan.
It's Sloan. It's me.
What's up?
Oh, sounds like you have something for people at UTI.
I love how UTI turns you on. That's kind of weird.
It's kind of gross.
Yeah, seriously, I got a half chub right now. I'm sorry.
Half chub.
We're talking about your Ferrari video right now.
Oh, yeah. The fucking
disgusting.
The douchebag chicks that all go into the car.
Yeah.
We don't want to be females anymore.
No, I still do. I know I'm not that kind of girl, so it's all good.
So, Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, you go. It's your show.
I was going to say, call me back in 20 minutes. I'll be on your podcast, but I can't be on it now because we're not even finished.
We're almost finished. We're at Drunken Station.
We're almost finished. We're at Drunken Station.
Well, there's no rush. Drunken Station!
Woohoo! Oh, and by the way, it's our voices in that. You can't have the rights to use that.
No,
we own the rights to that.
No other podcast can use that little jingle.
It's our voices!
No, okay, we'll create a new one for you.
Okay, you create one for us.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good idea.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. So you can't use it for all beer inside. Fuck you.
Beer inside, yes.
Fuck you.
Fuck me, fuck you.
Spinning off our podcast.
By the way, it wasn't me saying fuck you.
It was me, and Charlie.
Was it UTI or was it the MILF?
Oh. It was the MILF and the prude, all right?
UTI is sweet and all. It's all good.
That's awesome.
That's how she gets UTIs.
Okay, call me back.
Bye.
That was funny.
That was funny. Okay. For once in my life, though, I actually held my thought. Can I go back to what I was saying?
Yes.
About the cars.
Yes.
Okay, so living in LaSalle...
Yes.
And anyone who's lived in LaSalle can relate to this. I've seen one too many people driving BMWs and Beamers and Range Rovers and live in a 4.5 on a second floor of a fucking duplex.
But you know what, though? I completely agree with you. That's very, very true. But it goes with the fact that a lot of people, everybody has their thing, right?
Right, but you had said that driving a Ferrari kind of shows their status. Not necessarily. He could live on a second floor of a fucking duplex in LaSalle.
That's true. That's completely true.
And pay $400 a month rent.
Yeah.
And he puts all of his money in his fucking Ferrari.
You're right.
But on the general kind of view of it.
No,
you don't live in LaSalle.
It's still not good. There's nothing good with owning a Ferrari in my mind.
Right.
No, nothing. But you know what?
I don't see any perk to it.
Sorry. Sloan is actually right, because I kind of agree with her, because of the fact that I'm actually that type of person as well. Like, I think everybody is. Everybody has their thing, right? So for me, for instance, I love, like, no matter, I don't make a lot of money or whatever it is. I can drive a shitty ass car. I don't care. It can be like a 2004.
Not important, yeah.
It's not a big deal. But I need to be able to live, I need to have a nice house. Right. And that's probably why at 31, I own a duplex. Because right. that's where I put all of my money.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's they put all their money into their car. They'll have a super exciting, amazing car. Right. Up to date, they'll fix it and everything else. But they'll have a shitty house. Yeah. Right? Right? So everybody has their thing.
Right. I agree.
I'm pretty sure, though, that's a Canadian thing. I don't think that's a Vegas or LA thing.
What is? Having a thing?
Having a really expensive car.
No, because I think everything in Vegas is about how much money you have.
You have.
And where can you flaunt it? It's like with the clothes you wear, with the car you have. It's like how you can showcase yourself to the world.
But you also have to understand that if you're using your car to showcase yourself in Montreal, you have like 4 months to do it. That's it. Because you have to put this car into storage for the other 8 months because our winters and our weather fucking sucks.
Which is why I was like, maybe you guys should look at the plate and make sure it's not a rental.
Right. Well, that's it. Because in Montreal, you can't have, if you have one car in Montreal, it can't be a nice one.
Yeah.
No. Because the winters will kill
it. It has to be a practical one.
Exactly.
My sister actually had that. She had a Miata and she could only use it.
She would park it in the winter. 3 months. Yeah. And then she would have like a Honda Civic hatchback for the winter.
Yeah.
And at this point, I feel like I could just buy a new one every summer and then sell it in the
really,
fall.
If you can afford, if you can properly actually afford a Ferrari, then you could do that.
Okay. Well, anyway, so that's our question to that. So we have a Facebook question also.
Mm. I'm a little bit disturbed that I'm known on Old School as UTI.
I kind of like on the MILF.
She's MILF?
I'm taking that and running as far as I can. I'm running as far as I can
UTI.
With the MILF.
I'm just Charlie. To Old School, I'm just the little sister.
You're the prude.
I'm her little sister.
Prude, MILF, and UTI?
I personally feel like I'm on top of the castle.
Yeah, you are.
Tell them to come up with a better name than UTI, please. Like, I can't.
Old School.
I can't fly with that.
I'll take MILF.
Okay, so we have a question on Facebook. It says, hey, Charlie, question for you guys. When starting a new relationship, how long do you think you should wait for meeting the parents of the new boyfriend or girlfriend?
Well, according to Charlie, it's 1 month.
Fuck you.
No, but I kind of agree. Like, but
I know, it shouldn't be 1 month. It should be a little bit longer. Yeah. I guess
it's because she's known.
No, but to me, it's like.
Can we forget about the Charlie situation?
No.
But to me, it's like you know or
you don't know. Like, I've brought home guys that were fairly new and others I've waited 4 months before I brought them home.
So,
right.
Kevbo, it's Kevbo.
Kevbo?
Kevbo.
I like that. Kevbo.
But it's just, when you know.
It so depends.
It depends on
your relationship.
And if the girl runs away after you, like, present them to your parents, then she wasn't in it for the deal. So, whatever.
In my case, meeting the family is always the test.
I think you probably know the type of person that she is before even meeting the parents.
Yeah, like, but sometimes it scares people off, and then that could be the end of it.
Some relationships, it really depends. To me personally, it really, really depends. Like for my ex-boyfriend, it took over a year for me to meet their parents.
But you guys were not even official after 6 months, so.
Well, in my mind, we were. I don't know.
Didn't celebrate Valentine's after 9.
Yeah. Fuck you. with the new guy, I mean, I've met them. Last Sunday.
But you've also known the family for a while. Like, you didn't meet it because it was, like, an official meeting the boyfriend's family. Like, you were at, like, a mutual friend family event.
Happened to know your family.
Right.
So, it depends. Yeah. Just go with the flow. I don't think there's an official rule, Kevbo, about when to meet the family or not. If it feels right, just go for it. Who cares? I think that parents pretty much understand when their son brings over a girlfriend.
It's serious.
It's serious, but not really. Like, I mean, if the week after you end up not being with her anymore, your parents will understand.
Yeah, but it also depends on the type of person you are.
Right, because there's some guys that bring home a different girl every week, and there's some guys that just don't do that.
Right.
That just, you know, they wait.
Parents are pretty easygoing. Yeah, as difficult as it could seem sometimes, parents are pretty understanding. Just, you feel like you want to meet their parents, or fucking meet their parents.
Yeah,
who cares?
Fuck off.
Right.
Who cares?
And also, I think it also depends how close that person is with their parents. Some people only speak to their parents once every 3 months, where some people are on a daily basis.
And I feel like a lot of people need their parents' approval to make sure the relationship.
There's that too,
you know, because sometimes you're blinded by like the love and the feeling you're
the
having, like the
and
crush,
the,
and then your parents, and you see that person act in front of your parents, and you're like, oh god, no,
exactly,
oh no, fuck no,
or even your parents can be, because you know what's funny is I actually, Tom and I had actually broken up for a period of time during our like 14 year relationship.
Yeah.
And I dated another guy. And I remember like Yeah, what an awful man that was. That whole relationship was, anyways, it was a big mistake. But I learned my lesson, and it and honestly made me appreciate things about Tom that I didn't appreciate before, right? Because I thought, you know, I wanted something, and I got that something, and I was like, that's what I want. But anyways, all that to say, when we had eventually broken up, and I'd actually moved in with this guy, and I remember moving back home, and I was crying, and my mom was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't love him. And she goes, yeah, I know. But you let me move in with the guy.
Yeah, but you could have told me earlier, right? Yeah.
So like, this was a perfect opportunity where he should have met my mom maybe a little bit earlier than he did, and she should have been like, Kim, like, this is gonna be a mistake.
But parents will never tell your mother
was a good parent in that situation.
She let you make that mistake on your own. You had to know by yourself. Like,
Nothing. That's it. She couldn't have told you this guy's an idiot. Don't move in. You'd been like, fuck off, and you would have gone in anyway.
That he was an idiot, but that's not why it didn't work out. Like, honestly, my heart just wasn't there. Like, there was no chemistry. There was no.
It was terrible.
It was funny how.
But we only found out after you broke up with him.
Yeah. Right. Okay. At the beginning, he tried wooing me, and it was like, yes, this is what I was looking. And no.
But it's funny how people external to your whole relationship see you going, and it's true that love blinds you. And
it does.
Like, it's oh my god, so true. It's so stupid.
And your friends will tell you. Stupid. Like, and honestly, when I broke up with my ex-boyfriend is because our friend, I'm gonna call her Patsy really said to me maybe like 3 months before I left him, and she was like, you know, you're only like a vision of yourself, for real. Like, I've seen you in this relationship, and right now
you're not there,
you're not yourself,
right?
And I was like,
that's a big thing.
And it's true. And when she told me that, it's kind of like, fuck, like, that's what it is. Like, that's why I'm like so not happy. It's because I'm not able to be myself.
You
feel restricted.
And like, it took a friend to tell me that in a relationship that I was for years to be like, oh fuck, yeah. Right. And but your friends see it from like an extent, like they see everything in a different,
in the outside.
And this is why, like, we need good, honest friends.
Yeah, and it's nice. Yeah. And sometimes it's like fucking tough love, but you need
you
that.
You need that. Yeah,
you don't appreciate
as much
it at
as you
first.
Don't want to hear it. You have to.
Yeah, you don't appreciate it at first. You're like, what the fuck? This girl's a bitch. But at the same time, you're like, no, you've known me the longest.
Right.
You know exactly how I've been from the past. So
You
know. Yeah.
You can lose yourself in all that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wow, so true. So
man,
true.
I could drink some more right now. It's like one.
We have another bottle in the fridge.
I know.
I don't think we should though. Yeah, I don't know. No, I think we're like we've been talking for 2 hours, girls. Yeah. I think we should end it here. Shit.
Do we have anything else to talk about? Do we have any more questions?
Mm-mm.
No.
That's it.
So we're good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, that's what the episode was, girls. This is episode 9 for All Wine Aside. If you have any questions at all or any comments about what we've talked about, please email us at hello@allwineaside.com or tweet us at allwineaside. That's it.
It's like, tweet us at allwineaside.com?
No. Just allwineaside. Hashtag or tweet. It's fine. It's all the same. We're drunk now. So.
Hey,
oh, no, wait. You know what? Speaking about people that started following us, did you know that Juliette and Chocolat started showing?
No way!
No!
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
For no reason at all. It's not like I followed her and then her. I'm saying her, but I followed them, Juliette, and then they follow me. No, I wasn't even following them and they started following us.
Do they have Wi-Fi? We can go do a podcast there.
There, directly?
How
awesome would that be?
Wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if we like did our podcast everywhere?
Oh, anytime my God. That's the best idea.
Anytime a big name follows us, we should like vow to go do a podcast there.
So Juliette and Chocolat, if you're into this, just like, you know, retweet us or something or tell
and
us.
We'll come to a podcast there. We'll like plug you.
We'll drink wine and eat chocolate all night long. Old school pretty much contacted me. I know Carp was on the line, but he didn't
Who's Carp? Carp the asshole that called you prude?
No.
Oh. Who's Carp? Why is Carp important?
Carp was on the line while we were talking to him. We're just Carp is a guy that's on Old School at the movies all the time, and he has a problem with me sitting next to him in movies because I talk too much. But it's okay because I love him.
I hate it when people talk to me throughout the movies.
So, really?
Like, Watch this part.
We should never go see a movie together.
Okay, you and Tom need to go see a movie together because the amount of time, like, just fucking pause it if you're going to talk.
I talk all the time during movies.
I'm one of those people that I cannot miss a syllable. Like, if I'm at home, I have the subtitles on when I'm watching a movie, and I will still stop and rewind because I missed the part.
You're one of those people?
So do not fucking sneeze. Man. Do not sneeze while I'm watching a movie because I will miss a part and I will rewind it, and you will be annoyed by me.
That's fucking
shit.
Anal.
It is, but don't fucking talk while watching a movie.
That's crazy. In all the years that we've known each other, I've never known.
Since we're on that topic, old school, Tom wants to be on your podcast.
Yeah, just like FYI.
Doing some plug in there, being a good wife.
So there you go, old school, all beer inside. He wants to be on it, so.
Give him an episode, just one.
Just one. More than one, come on.
Should we have like communal episodes where it's like all alcohol inside?
We should do like
all the mixes.
What? We have two listeners and we have a fucking spinoff. I'm excited.
Okay. We have more than two listeners, by the way.
We have like three.
No.
We have
a bunch.
We have over 100 plays.
Okay, so fuck faces. I'm going to say this one more time. Fucking tweet us so we know you're there. Because according to our Twitter, we have three listeners. That's it.
And I mean, we still love the quiet listeners, by the way. Don't feel ashamed because you don't say anything.
Feel ashamed. Tweet us.
Don't.
Fucking tweet us.
Someone's like, no.
You want to be incognito? Email us. We won't say your name.
We won't say your name.
We need to know you're there. Because, like, yeah.
Okay, that's it. Guys, that's enough. We've been talking for like 2 hours. Fuck you.
I need to go home and go to bed.
And my like tomato sandwich is like waiting.
Yeah, we all need tomato sandwiches. Oh my
God. If you want to tweet us, you know what to do. Fuck you. So that's it. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Stay sexy.
Montreal.
You guys leave me hanging?
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing in my glass.